There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Hello. I was going to say, we've done it. We've made it to another week. But let's not say that because we say it every week.
Plus, we're not actually quite there yet because we've still got all of Friday to get through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've not done it yet. But how are you? What's going
on? Yeah, I'm okay. I've had a good week. I was on Channel 5 on Tuesday.
Yes.
You'll laugh at this because I've been doing this job for the Alexis Conran show, which is really nice. It's like a panel show and it's live telly, which I love doing. But it's consumer stories. Some of them are kind of up my street, and then others, like the producer will call you the night before and be like, right, we're thinking about doing X, Y, and Z, and then you've only got a certain amount of time to prep for it.
Right, okay.
And I was getting phone calls on the Monday afternoon from them going, right, we're going to be talking about wind turbines. And I was thinking,
shit,
I don't know anything about renewable energy. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Obviously, we've had James Stewart on the podcast where we learned quite a lot. Called him straight away. He was giving me the top line. But I was thinking, I'm just not sure, even if I prep for 5 hours, which I did, whether I'm going to be able to go on telly and have a live debate on it. And let me just tell you now.
That's so hard.
It was really scary. And actually, I don't think I did as well as I could have done had I had an extra sort of, you know, you always want a bit more time, don't you? So we had to talk about that. Then we had to talk about how to claim money back on your bills if you've overpaid them. So for example, like if British Gas are charging you too much. So I was like, oh God, so I suddenly had to become an expert on that. And then we talked about gambling, banning it for the under 25s. It wasn't the light, fluffy show that I thought I was going to get.
Oh my God, no, because the one I watched, you were talking about sex. I saw it come up and I was like, oh no. With some subjects, I mean, I do it as well. Sometimes you forget who's listening.
And
you just say what you want to say. And I was like, oh no, so he's going to tell the kid story. No,
can she filter herself? Can she tell the kid story?
Can she hold herself back?
Do you know what? I actually channeled my inner Georgia and told a couple of kind of funny bits, but then was really talking about how sex can be a connection. It doesn't have to be penetrative sex. But I was thinking, like, the pensioners are watching this, so I've got to be really careful. Anyway, hopefully they'll ask me to come back because I do love doing it. So,
I mean, if you can talk about wind turbines and how to claim money back from British Gas, I think you can pretty much talk about anything. So well done. That
imposter
is very impressive.
How are you? Oh. How are your kids? How's everything going?
I'm good. Actually, I wasn't going to talk about this today, but might as well.
Go on.
Axel, right? I have touched on it before about how scared he is of things. Like, just in general, scared. Like, we could never go and watch a film at the cinema, like, unless it was something really, like, really young.
You've talked about this,
but it's getting to the point now where I'm like, do we need to go and see someone about this? Like, on a Saturday night we watch Gladiators, and every Saturday night I can't even describe it to you. He has beads of sweat dripping off his nose. He has sweaty palms. Heart is racing. He's crying. He's hysterical over Viper. Just a gladiator on the TV. Viper, one of the gladiators on the TV.
I thought you meant a snake, a viper. And I was like, yeah, I'd be scared of a viper as well.
I mean, yeah, me too. I'd be scared of that too. Oh yeah, on a Saturday, we just casually get our viper out and have it run on eggs. No, and he is like... hysterical crying, like, can't calm down, like, he thinks he's going to come out of the TV. It's so weird. And if you know, and if you've met Axel, like obviously, which you have, Zoe, he's very like calm and together and not very,
very cool character.
Not very dramatic, like very to the point, but he just loses it and he can't come back from it. So we spend like 45 minutes trying to calm him down. And then the second he works out that Viper won't be coming back on the screen, he's absolutely fine again. Like nothing's happened.
So is he concerned that Viper can come out of the screen?
I mean, you know, like I go through phases like I'm laughing at him. Like, are you, what are you talking about? Yeah, he genuinely thinks that Viper will come out of the screen and get him. But then I tell him, I'm like, Axel, he's just a character. Like, it's just for a TV show. It's not real. He's like, I know. And then I think, oh my God, how have you got yourself into this state? And then he was really upset when The Masked Singer finished because he said that used to put his mind back together again after Gladiators. So now he has to watch something happy before he goes to bed. I mean,
oh, it's a minefield, isn't it? Saturday night never sounded so fun in your house.
It's like, it's funny, but then you know when you're like, but where does this go? Like, where are we going from here? Like, we're scared of Viper now? Well, where are we going?
So I think there'll be people listening to this who are trained, you know, children, kids psychotherapists, you know, who'll be able to say to us, right, this is because they become so much more aware of things like fears at a certain age, which is probably what Axel's sort of stepping into now.
Yeah.
I think like the advice that I would give you is to be like day to day, be talking to him about things that he might potentially be frightened of. Like, I have to do the same thing with Luna and now Kit of the Dark. And then the other day I heard Luna saying to Kit, no, it's okay, Kit, because the dark is our friend and the dark's been there for 100 years just looking after us, which is obviously something ridiculous that I've said to her. So I don't know whether you can open up a conversation with him around his fears away from Viper being actually on the TV when he's already tipped over. Is Viper scary, by the way?
I mean, he's not the nicest character, but I mean, definitely not like, you know, those
not worthy of a panic attack.
No. Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll get like maybe we should do that. We should get like a child psychologist on or something soon.
Yeah.
Again, and like address these things. Because like, as with everything, like all this stuff comes up, you think you've nailed it. And then you're like, oh, what is this issue that you have?
Yeah, and obviously you don't want to see Axel distressed. So look, if anyone can shed any light on this or give us any advice, drop us a message on our DMs. Every day is a school day, kids.
It is. But actually, we're the ones supposed to be giving advice today, which is ironic.
Should we're going to do a Q&A today, aren't we? We're going to do an Ask Us Anything. We put this up on our Instagram yesterday. We've had loads and loads of questions. We picked up a few new followers recently. Very exciting.
We have. So if you are a new follower, this is exciting. Maybe you're a new listener. Yeah. You might not have listened before. I mean, I don't really know how to describe the episodes. They're all very different. And sometimes we come on here really positive and sometimes we come on here not so positive. So,
and just so you know who's in charge of head of sales after Georgia just did that sales pitch to you, if you are new to the podcast, you just come to me for future, you know, motivational speaks. Right, go. Kick us off, George.
Right, let's kick us off. Oh, this is good. Someone has put, your go-to tips for when you're just knackered and unmotivated as kids still wake up. And then they've put, PS, I love your pod. Feel like I've found my tribe.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, because we feel like we found our tribe as well, because you're all absolute legends. Okay, go-to tips when you're just knackered and unmotivated as kids still wake loads. Okay, so I think the first thing is, for me, is about being prepared the next morning. So if I, even if I've had like a rotten night, if I know that I can get up in the morning and things like the school uniform are laid out, or I've already laid the breakfast table before I've gone to bed, or I know, like, you know, like I know where the book bags are, I've already written in the reading record the night before, just things like that, that mean I don't have to do them first thing in the morning. They're the things that really stress me out, especially if I'm tired. So I just try and get it all done the night before. I think also, we always say this, George, don't we, but like getting outside and going for a walk. If you work from home, or you know, your job takes you to be in an office all day long, or you just the person that can't get outside for whatever reason, go get a breath of fresh air. That always, always puts energy back inside my tank. Also, I love my exercise.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like exactly what you just said. So I think when you're feeling unmotivated and, you know, just a bit knackered and a bit it is good to kind of get all your ducks in a row so that you're not wasting your emotions on like worrying about that. But like, yeah, just taking like even half an hour to do something for you. I work from home and it's so easy for me to like go into the office at 9 o'clock when I get back from the school run and be in there till like 6 o'clock and then realize I have literally done nothing for myself. Like I might have made probably 8 cups of tea, but I might have done that. But that is it. And like you are like you're allowed to have a break and you're allowed to do something for you. So sometimes I even like will just take myself away from the office or, you know, wherever it is you are a lot, take yourself away and like sit and read a magazine for 20 minutes or like just do something else.
Because put a podcast on, walk around the block, you know, whatever that looks like, just do something for you. George is absolutely right. I think you can feel really demotivated when you're constantly tipping your own cup out and you're just pouring it into somebody else or, you know, the tiny humans. I saw a post that Millie did today about self-care and self-care, you know, it's really having its moment. And sometimes I think self-care, like what's a blow dry going to do? And we're not talking about that. But if you make a list of things that, you know, you want to put back into yourself and you, even if you just do one of those things every day, I think that can motivate you, that you're prioritizing you for a second over other people.
Yeah, and I think as well, like actually someone else has put, which is very similar to this question, what's your pick-me-up when you're having a meh day, tired mum here? We say, you know, self-care is something like really trivial, but I've got to be honest, like I was feeling like this week a bit like, oh, you know, it's a bit grey outside and, you know, you just feel a bit bleh. And I thought, oh, I'm going to book, you know, I'll book Secret Spa to come around and have, you know, I'll have my nails done. And yeah, that is just having your nails done. But does it make me feel better? Yes, it really does. Does it feel like a treat? Yes, definitely does. So like self-care, it's, you know, it's a buzzword and it isn't all about, you know, running baths and your life is not going to be solved by, you know, running a bath or going for a massage. But how nice it is if, you know, if you can do that to do something for yourself and just like, put it in and like allow yourself to have a treat like that. I think it's all those little moments that build up into a bigger picture.
Yeah, agreed.
So they are worth it.
And I love Abby's question. So Abby, I've just got, Dozza bought me a bike. How lucky am I for my birthday present? But I only managed to like go round and pick it up a couple of weeks ago because I hadn't chosen it and hadn't, you know, you're just so busy. And he was like, please go and pick your bike. So I went round and I've just been going for like 20 minute bike rides. And there is something so freeing about getting on a bike with the wind. I know it's not with the wind in your hair, but like I've been like, I'm fucking free from everything. Fuck off. Like I've been cycling around like a Forrest Gump movie. I've been absolutely loving it. So I don't know, whatever gives you those sort of kicks, make sure you schedule time in for them. That's what we're saying.
Do it.
Oh God. What do you cook for the family? I need inspo. Georgia, head of cooking.
Oh gosh, you know what? I've been a bit rubbish recently because a lot, like since James has started working in the city most days, it's not like you know this, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, we used to sit down and have a meal together at the table every single night, non-negotiable. I used to cook everything from scratch, family meal. That was like my thing. Now it's difficult because the kids will eat at a certain time and then James comes home and eats later. So I'm trying to like make things that he can eat later. So this is not my normal kind of week. We usually have some kind of like poke bowl and I find that really, so that sounds like maybe not something a kid wouldn't eat, but you can put in it whatever you want. So I just get like microwave whole grain rice, some avocado, edamames, but you can swap that in for whatever they eat. You know, you could do shredded carrot, like whatever. And then I'll do some salmon, but I'll marinate it and then put it in the air fryer. So James will get a fresh piece when he comes home from work. And then I'll do like a nice sauce for us, but not necessarily for the kids. So usually some kind of poke bowl. Then we usually have some kind of like...
I love that, George.
Yeah. Then we usually have some kind of like kebab-y type of thing. So I'll just do like pita bread and then some hummus and tzatziki. And then I'll do chicken skewers with peppers and salad. That's another thing that we have quite a lot. And then... what else do we
Sounds
have?
Lovely.
We do tacos.
What's
quite
on
regularly.
Wednesday?
Tacos quite regularly. I mean, Axel loves steak, so we do steak quite a lot. But I do all spaghetti the normal
bolognese
things.
Is always
I do
a good one.
Bolognese every single week. Cottage pie, lasagna. I love all of those things. But then sometimes I'll switch it up and do like, I don't know, like a pesto lasagna instead of the meaty one. Or like, I think all the staples, nice. There's nothing wrong with them. I love them.
No, bangers and mash, fish fingers. Yeah. And I've got in, because I've got my new air fryer, guys, don't ever come to me for advice on cooking. But I will say this, we've had a breakthrough. Right? I need to say this. We've had a breakthrough in Kit's eating. He ate an apple the other day. An apple.
Whoa.
What?
What's
happening
with the world?
Hold the phone. He ate an apple. He came back from school. Luna went, Kit ate an apple today. And I went, you shut the fuck up. Take those dirty words out of your mouth. No, I was like, you what? And she was like, yeah, I saw him on break time eating an apple. And he was like, yeah, I ate it. I was like, so for 6 years nearly, I've been saying eat apples, they're great. And now, but anyway, celebration. He also is now eating my special salmon. So I'm marinating salmon in like this mirin sauce with sweet chili and soya sauce and sesame oil, marinating in it and doing it in the air fryer. And he is eating whole fillets of salmon.
Delicious.
So I'm just saying here, right? This is, I've started doing things in the air fryer and I'm wondering if they come out sort of crispier and more delicious. I don't know. But I think
it's
don't be put off. Yeah, it's worth a go. And also just don't be put off by doing the staples.
Yeah,
you know, we're not Jamie Oliver here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll be right back after this short break.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
This is interesting. I'd love to hear about the ups and downs of being freelance and how you manage it all.
Right. Hi to Kirsty. Okay, ups and downs. I guess I've always been freelance, so it's the only thing I ever know, apart from my first ever job in London, which was working on the reception of a TV production company, but only lasted for about 6 months because every person that came in, I just kept saying to them, hello, I want to be a TV presenter. And they were like, get rid of her, fire her. So I guess the highs and the ups are that you are in control of your own business. So, you know, you're not answering into anybody. We've got a really great team at Made by Mamas, obviously me, Georgia, Katie, obviously everyone on the podcast team. So I feel very supported, but we very much run our own diaries, put things in that work for us. So we're not sort of beholden to somebody else's schedule.
Yeah.
Obviously creating a business and a brand that we love and believe in is so exciting. It gives me goosebumps daily to think about where we've come in the last six years. I guess the downs are the fact that, you know, both Georgia and I work from home on other sides of, you know, she's Essex, I'm Surrey, and so we don't get to see each other as much. There's the financials, which can change and vary month on month depending on how we do with the podcast and various other bits and pieces in our life, so you don't have that security. But I don't know, it's all I've ever learned, and for me the pros absolutely outweigh the cons.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite new to freelance life. I think, well, I say new, actually, it's probably been 2 years now, hasn't it? So not that new. And I think it's a big shift. I think you go from the security. I think, do you know what? When you're in you're in employment and, you know, you're working for a company, you have that security that you know that you're getting your salary every month and you don't actually give your finances in that way a second thought. Like, you just know it's happening, and like, you might review your pay once a year or something and you might get a bonus, and that's kind of it. And then you go freelance, and I think it's quite scary. Yeah, it is. To because you don't have that security. But I do think it's good, as in you're in charge of your own destiny. So like you mm-hmm. are rewarded for how hard you work. So like, mm-hmm. you know, if you're going out there and trying to get like lots of new clients, like I have a PR business, and if I'm, you know, really on it with trying to win new clients and new brands or whatever, then I would be directly rewarded for that. But it's very hard when you take on too much, and then you're going on holiday and you're like, oh, and it's just down to me.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, yeah. if you're thinking about going freelance, I do think it's such a good idea to like partner up with somebody, or, you know, mm-hmm. Talk to somebody else who's freelance in the similar industry, because you do need each other and there's enough work to go around. Like, don't think of yourselves as rivals. Like, there is, you know, just work together. I think
two brains are better than one. I mean, yeah. that's how we felt. And also, Georgia can turn around to me and say, right, I'm going away for 4 days with the kids,
exactly.
and me and Katie will handle the business, vice
exactly.
versa. So it's
exactly.
like we just look after one another and give each other the space when we need it. There's other
yeah.
people in support, but yeah, it's exciting.
For sure, it's really exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Chloe says, have you ever had an embarrassing moment with a celebrity?
So when I first started working in PR, when I was like 19 or something, maybe even younger, I was working, one of our brands was Evian, and we had the Evian VIP suite at Wimbledon. And I really didn't know anything about tennis, like really didn't. And I knew all of the celebrities that were coming, like, I don't know, I can't remember who came, but like Jessica Lowndes at that time when she was doing 90210,
all of that.
And anyway, this guy came in, a Scottish guy. He was very tall. And, you know, we were chatting, blah, blah, blah. And I asked him, what are you doing here today? And it was Andy Murray. So so that was good. Oh, so what brings you here? Like, you know, just some sort of generic question. And it was Andy Murray. And like all of my colleagues were pissing themselves laughing, and I don't even think he didn't make me feel stupid at all. I can't even remember what his response was,
oh,
but he definitely
God.
Didn't say, oh, I'm playing tennis. Maybe he did and it just went over my head, but yeah, that was quite funny.
That's amazing. I'm not sure I can top that, so I think we'll just leave it with George's who
so
the hell is
gonna
Andy
be
Murray
X-rated. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I can't say any of mine.
Oh yeah, okay, your favorite and least favorite or most challenging ages and stages of your kids so far?
Oh, well, so I've got to be honest with you, I reckon now at 7 and 5 the little two are at my favorite age.
Yeah,
I am having such a great time with them. Obviously they understand everything, we're going on adventures together, I enjoy reading with them at night because we're out of that stage where it's like cat ah dog, and you're like, oh God, it's cat, you just spelled it out, why can't you say it? So I'm really loving this stage. I'm finding it really entertaining, and I'm really loving being with the kids. I've got to be honest, the first chunk of parenting, like the baby bit, I really enjoyed, but then when they started really kind of showing their emotions and throwing all their toys out the pram the whole time, that was super stressful. Every single day was a meltdown. You know, remember that episode in the supermarket where Kit was smashing bottles of Hellman's mayonnaise on the floor, just all of those things, and I think I was pushed right to the edge. So I wouldn't want to go back to the testing twos stage.
No, I think I agree with
you.
I really enjoyed the newborn stage.
Yeah.
Both times round, really enjoyed it, which is mad because, you know, like you're not sleeping and you're trying, but I just liked that slower pace.
Me too.
And I really did like that part. And I would say that now they're both at school, that is like a huge shift. It feels so different. I really enjoy it. I love that they've got their own hobbies and I love that they've got their own interests. And like, I enjoy now. The most challenging, I think, is probably for me when they start crawling but can't walk yet. I found so annoying. Like, you just couldn't, they could move now but not walk. And that with all of that came so much frustration. They couldn't talk, they can't communicate. It's a lot of whinging. The whinging ages and stages are the worst.
Potty training was infuriating because I just, every time I got them dressed, they would shit themselves.
Yeah.
And it would be like, I've just got you dressed and I'll have to get you undressed. And we have to start again, that whole process of just weeing and pooing themselves constantly, where they didn't care because they were like, oh, well, huh? And you're just like, ah! You just couldn't leave the house, could you?
Yeah.
You were like at home for ages, just waiting for them to poo or pee themselves.
I think we've probably got some challenges to come though. And we'll probably look on those potty training days and think, can we go back
there?
They're
a walk in the park. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think there's challenges with all ages and stages.
Mary says, favourite baby names that you didn't use. Oh, Georgia, please tell me you've got your list.
Oh my God, I was just going to say that. Let me look through my notes. I did have a list, didn't I? Do you remember any of the names that were on it? Because if I type them in, then it'll come up. Have a look.
I really liked Bo. It was going to be Bo or River if we had another boy.
Oh, I love that, River.
But I called Luna... Later on, I gave Luna the middle name of River. So I sort of managed to like shoehorn that in. But I only had Kit, Bo and River for the boys. And for Luna, do you know, I only had Luna on my list.
Did you? Do you know what? I can't find my list, but I did have one. But for Gigi, I liked all of those Gigi, Cici, BB, like all of those kind of names. Lily. Yeah, I liked all of those. Axel was always going to be Axel until James said, let's call him Tiago. And I was like, I don't know about that. I don't know if he's
quite exotic, though.
I'm not sure he's going to look like Tiago.
No.
And that might cause some confusion. So let's not call him Tiago. I do actually really like the name.
Tiago.
Yeah, I'm Tiago. I think Axel, it was always going to be, Axel. Yeah. Oh, it's sad
great
that we
name,
won't
George.
Name
Nailed
anymore
it.
Kids. Oh, hang on. No, this is a good one. We've discussed this before as well. This is from Remy.
Oh, God, yeah.
Partner says, hit them back if they hit you. And I completely disagree. Help, please.
Oh, my God. This topic comes up so much in the Doran Jones-Hardman household.
Same.
So I'll share this on the podcast. We had another incident at school the other day with Kit. Now, from what I can gather, there was an incident in the playground at lunchtime. And Kit got sort of squeezed by another boy around his waist or pressure on his chest. He said he felt like he couldn't breathe. So there was an altercation going on. Kit got involved. This boy kind of squeezed him around the waist. And then he ended up biting this boy. Now, he's never really... Do you remember before, years ago, I was calling him Luis Suarez because we went through that biting stage, which I think a lot of kids go through at like three.
Yes.
And he hasn't done any of the biting for a while. So I was quite shocked when the teacher was like, look, he bit him quite hard. Now, Dozer was like, well, he was being squeezed by another boy. So what was he supposed to do? He was like, it was self-defense. And I was trying to explain to him that, you know, yes, okay, I get it. You felt that you couldn't move out of it and you felt a bit frightened, but we cannot bite and we cannot hit. And Dozer was like, no. He deserved it. And I was thinking, oh, stop, please stop. Can we have this discussion just the two of us? Do we have to have this discussion in front of Kit? What are your thoughts on it?
I get that you should stand up for yourself and I get that you shouldn't let someone, you know, walk all over you. But from how I see it, two wrongs don't make a right. And, you know, just because one person's behaving badly, should you then behave badly back? Like, no. Or any other situation, if any other walk of life, you would never do that. Like, you'd never say to someone, oh, well, she shagged my husband, so I shagged hers. Can you imagine? Like, that wouldn't be all right, would it? Do you know what I mean?
Sure, some people do that.
No, I mean, maybe they do. But I just never think that that is a good way to live your life. Like, that for me, it's not. But James sits on the other side where he will say to Axel, if someone hits you, you do this and you hit them back twice as hard and they'll never do it again. And I'm not like, I don't disagree that they won't do it again because they probably won't. But I just don't agree with two wrongs making a right. I just don't. It just doesn't feel right to me. So we've now kind of, and James knows that. And I think it's one of those things that, if you've been brought up with that, like where your mum or dad says, you know, if they hit you, you hit them back. It's almost like ingrained in you and you just don't see anything wrong with it.
There's a way of explaining it that doesn't I mean, it's case by case, isn't it? If your child is getting beaten up, you want them to be able to defend themselves. That would be a horrendous thing to witness. At the same time, I would rather him get out of it. And but then Dozer says, well, look, if he's getting beaten up at school and he doesn't defend himself,
yes,
you know, he'll continue to be picked on and be physically assaulted by kids. It is a bit of a minefield.
Yeah,
hard to know what the right thing is. And actually, I think it's got to be a case by case look. But generally, I agree with you, George. I would never say an eye for an eye, right?
And I think there's other ways to do it. Like we've said to Axel now, because he, like, I don't like it when James has hit him back. I say, like, you can shout in their face and be like, don't do that again. And you know, like, there's other ways to get that point across that you're not a pushover. It's just one
tricky.
Of those things.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Should we just do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Well, at the top, spring fashion tips, please. You guys seem to be always on point with your outfits. Thank you so much for saying that.
There's
actually a spring fashion reel which went up a couple of days ago. So you should have a look at our Instagram if you haven't seen it yet, where I was basically showing how to wear cream jeans, which can be quite tricky. So we've done that, but loads more spring fashion content incoming in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, love that. What would you say? What are you wearing? What are your top things that you'll be wearing this spring?
Well, you know, I love anything that's kind of like pastels and creams and whites. I'm just all about in the spring. I like to ditch the black because I wear a lot of black during winter, autumn, winter. So,
yeah,
you know, just like I've got so many pairs of amazing cream jeans, which I love, nice t-shirts, oversized blazers. Like I love a midi skirt with a t-shirt and a bomber. I mean, the list is endless, but I can't wait to start wearing them.
Yeah.
Because it's just too cold at the moment.
It is. I just can't wait for like nice jacket season where you can literally just wear a jacket with a t-shirt underneath. Like lovely. I like all the printed, embroidered like sort of jackets, don't I? And waistcoats and stuff. So yeah, for me, that's like my go-to in spring, just a nice little jacket, jeans, nice white tee. That's easy.
Keep it nice and fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's gone really, really quickly. If we didn't get to your question today, we're so sorry, but we will be doing another one of these in the next couple of weeks, so please keep tuned for that. And thank you so much for sending in all of your questions. They're so lovely to read. Hopefully we've given some good advice today, George.
Yeah, and we'll keep doing these like Q&A, so please do send in like your questions on anything and everything, or any like specific topics you'd like us to cover. Then just drop us a DM on Instagram as well.
Yeah, and as always, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe, and please give the podcast a little follow, and we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity Studios production. Today's episode was produced by the wonderful Charlotte Mason.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.